Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm hurt.
No, they don't. Yeah, well, no, I don't know.
America, yeah!
Fat, uneducated, Trump, yeah! Yeah!
Screw the learned people! No,
okay, I told you, apologize. Dumb bitch!
Well, I had to squirt.
It's time for The Club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
All right, hello. Mm-hmm. I was lamenting this, I was listening to Jordan do his sports snort there.
Yes.
Who the hell is that guy you're talking about for the Blazers? Who is that?
Which one? Ryan Rupert?
No,
I know. City. So he is from France.
Yeah.
City Sissoko.
Yeah.
Who the hell is City Sissoko?
Right in the middle of it.
And
rough.
Why is he playing?
Because they've got no one else.
They don't have anyone else, man. Everyone's hurt. They've gone to the other Frenchman because the Frenchman that they drafted that was supposed to be good sucks.
Yeah.
You think that old City sucks. Wait till you see Rupert play.
This guy's like a second-round pick from San Antonio.
That's where he came from. Because he was here a little bit last year in Portland towards the end of the year.
He was. But now, not tonight, but like he's been starting for Portland.
Yeah.
He's coming off the bench tonight.
He's a starter?
Right now. They don't have anyone else.
Yeah, as of the last month or so.
Why can't Thiago Splitter play?
Actually,
he's better than that guy.
I'd rather have him.
Jesus, man.
I'm just reading the box score, bro. Sorry.
Well, I just threw me for a loop. I'm like, I don't really watch him. I don't really care. But
I mean, it threw me
like,
for a loop.
At least I know who's on the team, but maybe I don't. Yeah, who is this City Sissoko?
Sissoko. I think it's
Japanese guy?
End. It does kind of sound a little Japanese, but no, he's a Frenchman.
I love it.
I think the bigger surprise is that Ryan Rupert is leading the way in points because he is so.
Wait, right. Is it Ryan?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not Ryan?
No,
it's
Ryan.
R-A-Y-A-N.
And he is terrible, but tonight I saw someone tweeted out, it goes, This is better than anything he's ever done combined with the Blazers.
Let's trade him after tonight. Ready? Yeah. Go.
His stock
was he an Olshay guy or was he a...
No, he was an Olshay guy.
Oh. I think he was. Yeah, he's been around a while.
2023.
Yeah, he's been around a little bit.
Is that Olshay?
I think that was the first Joe Cronin draft. Am I not mistaken?
That was
Scoot Henderson's year, 2023. Which was Joe Cronin.
I was told at one point that Ryan Rupert was going to be some sort of great player, and he's averaging 1 point and one rebound.
Well, when have they ever drafted someone and said, "Well, yeah, we don't really know
about this guy." Scoot was a generational player that under no circumstances could you pass up, and he's been fantastic.
I mean, once I would love for them to come out and draft a guy and be like, "Yeah." I mean, look, there's really no one else out there, so we just grabbed him. He sucks.
Young Hansen? You mean the Chinese Jokic? Big tariff?
I feel like that was code for what they were saying, Rob. Is like, well, we believe we're taking a shot at this kid. No, there was nobody else. But it was Scoot, Chris Murray, and Ryan Rupert that, if I'm not mistaken, Joe Cronin said, we were so excited. All of these guys were on our first-round draft board.
Absolutely. God. Hey, Young Hansen, are you kidding me? That guy's the future of the league.
City Sissoko. Son of a bee.
Get excited. All you need to know is he's number 91. I'm going to get you a 91 Blazers jersey.
Hey, you guys know that leftover pizza is actually healthier for you?
It tastes good.
Is this all a relative sort of...
What do you mean?
Healthy pizza? Is this going to convince like drunken people as you're eating cold pizza that it's fine?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think it should.
Yeah.
Well, it should convince you to let your pizza cool and then eat it.
How exactly is that? I'm interested to see where this goes.
I like hot pizza, so.
I know. It's way better hot, but.
Yeah, there's an element to cold pizza that works.
Have you guys heard of resistant starch?
No.
Have you heard that term?
I have no idea that is.
Okay, so that is a thing in the food world.
Okay.
So researchers have discovered that if you cool starchy foods like pizza or rice, it creates something called resistant starch, which is a carb that basically behaves like fiber, and it alters your blood sugar response. In other words, it actually, once the pizza or rice or whatever cools, it actually affects your body differently.
So don't eat hot carbs.
Well, that's kind of what it's saying. So. Here is an interview with a bro. Let me get his name.
Because now I need to know, are we talking room temperature pizza or do I need to get out of the fridge pizza? Because both have their own unique charms.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Let me see. This is an interview with, who the hell is this guy?
I don't know.
City Sabali. Plays for the Blazers.
And is doing resistant starch research, apparently, while you're at it.
Innovations in type 1 diabetes. Yeah, I don't know. This is some science guy, okay?
Some guy who's versed in the diabetes.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
The secret is that... Okay, it says leftover pizza is actually better for you. Is that true? And they asked this guy.
Sure.
And he's, the secret is that this is just the surface of the fact, and the deeper we go, the more fun and weirder the science gets.
Okay.
Because your first thought on hearing something like that is probably, why? Why would leftover pizza be healthier for me? The answer has to do with what happens when you cool the delicious crust.
Okay.
So when you cool a pizza to below 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
You do want to get fridge pizza.
Some of the starches in the dough will start to mingle together to form long chains called resistant starches. They resist digestion, and another word for a carbohydrate that resists digestion is fiber. And even if you reheat the pizza, the chains stay intact. So your body doesn't break them down to sugar. They mostly pass through.
Interesting. So you can get the hot pizza. You just have to cool it first. So if I get a fresh pizza delivered from whatever TJ McScratchy's place, I put it in the fridge for like an hour, then reheat it, and I'm eating better pizza?
I don't know that you're eating better pizza, but you're eating better for you pizza.
Like what? Give me a percentage on how much better this pizza is. Are we talking like 6%? Is it like a 50% difference?
This says, he continues, he says, this could help reduce blood sugar spikes for people with diabetes or people who just need more fiber for a healthier gut. And this seems to work for a lot of starches like rice, pasta, potatoes, even beans and lentils.
Interesting.
Heating, then cooling the starch changes its properties. It's like tempering chocolate and forging a strong steel, or forging a stronger steel. But we can go even deeper into this fun fact, because another question you might have is how? How did scientists study, analyze, and figure this out? And for that, it says we need to go to the actual papers.
It is interesting that someone is studying this.
Yeah.
Like, of all the things that you could be trying to figure out, you're trying to figure out how your fat ass can eat more pizza and have it be better for you. Does seem to be, you know, maybe not the priority research that we should be focusing on, but all right.
Well, I think there's room for all of it. We should study everything. And this is where you'll find electron microscope photographs of old rice showing these long starchy fibers forming and then sticking around through simulated digestion.
But it's weird because we eat rice at my house with like every meal. So after it's done, she makes rice balls. So she takes rice, puts it in plastic wrap, like in, you know, like fist sized balls, puts it in the freezer. And then when you want to eat rice, 2 minutes in the microwave and away you go. So what you're saying is the BTJ has been onto this for years. Her way of eating rice is the best way, which is the Japanese way.
Well, yeah, if you want some fiber.
Yeah.
And you don't want the carbs.
Yeah, the carbs.
So that's a, I mean, look, this guy goes on to say, I've read this whole article, and he said, listen, we've been eating food, you know, since we've existed.
Sure.
However, we don't, it's so complex the way foods interact with the body.
Sure.
That we're only just now learning a lot about how foods in our body commingle.
Yeah.
And this is another new one where they're like, oh my God.
Well, I read a book on it I like the anti-aging stuff. I'm one of those like, dude, let's just try to live this thing the best we can for as long as we can. Within reason, because, well, I like to drink and eat.
I like turtles.
The anti-aging doctor pointed out that in like human history, human evolution, we are so early in this process of what we consider modern life. And one of the things he did talk about there was like even farming, like eating, like the way we eat is so young in human evolution. You're talking about a couple thousand years. And in like truly modern eating with the processed foods and all that stuff, we're like 100 years into it. And the idea of like back in the day, the idea of cold beverages, there was nothing cold. There was nothing cold. Everything was room temperature. They didn't heat stuff up the way we did it. So like we have only been eating this way for a few decades, and there's just no way for our body, like evolution-wise, to adjust to something.
Yep.
It takes hundreds of years, or thousands of years even, to adapt to a certain way. And he said that our lifestyle has changed so radically. He said, when you look even the last 100 years, let alone the last 500 years, think about the way the food we ate, how we ate it, when we ate it, all of that stuff, how it was prepared. 100 years, 200, 300, 400 years ago. And our body just can't keep up. And it was his working theory. That's why we have an increase in all the, you know, problems that we have. You know, cancers, yeah, and metabolic stuff. And we just, our body just isn't used to it.
Well, I think the thing that is wild to me, and I've only really just discovered this over the last, oh, I don't know, 5 to 10 years or something. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly because I'm an idiot.
Well, aren't we all?
But I think the thing that's amazing is we don't listen to our bodies.
No, not at all.
And regardless of science and stuff like this that we learn, that we now know to be true,
yeah,
really all you have to do when eating is listen to your body.
Yeah, I'm full.
Or that makes me feel like absolute crap.
So stop.
Yeah, exactly. So don't eat that. Or like, let's try this. You know, if people just did it that way, you would be a lot better off. And just listen to your body. Feel it. How big's your dookie? That's the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I guess I started to learn this when I just tried to become less fat.
Yeah.
And it really is a lot about food and just what you eat.
It is.
And movement. Understanding what you eat. Like, I think that's my problem is I never cooked. So yeah. I never really understood what I was eating. Yeah. I just knew what tasted good.
Yeah.
Bit of a problem. So, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's really not that hard.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't teach people to just listen. Look at what you're eating. Mm-hmm. And listen to your body once you consume it. It will tell you if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, a small example. Gluten-free pizza versus... See, I've cut out a lot of carbs and starch like pizza.
Sure.
I love pizza, but I've just tried to be better about it.
Yeah.
Gluten-free pizza, you can tell
the difference in your body when you eat gluten-free pizza versus a regular pizza.
Yeah.
You just, so it's that. Listen to that. It's like, oh, okay, well, that means that maybe...
that's not the best thing for me.
Right.
So maybe try this one over here, but you're like, oh, I like this one a little better because
it
tastes
better. Or
it
just makes you feel better. Yeah. You're not as full. Yeah. It's like, how many times did you went to Italy. Mm-hmm. You go to Italy. We have a just Italian food over here just makes us all like, oh,
yeah, you
want to
die.
Yes, but it's so delicious. Yep. You go to Italy, dude, it is light fare. It is not. It does not make you feel the same way that it does here.
100%.
So,
well, and the other one,
listen to that.
There's a million of those. Like, Japan doesn't have fat people.
Exactly.
And one, they eat a much better diet. But the other one, too, if you talk to anyone over there, in order to get where you're eating, you have to walk 10 minutes. And when you're done, you have to walk 10 minutes after. One of the things they tell you all the time is if you just, before you ate any meal, if you walked around your block for 10 minutes and as soon as you got done eating, you walked around for 10 minutes, it would make a colossal difference in your life.
Gary Brecka talks about that. You know him.
Yeah.
He says, people don't understand, if you just walked walk for 10 minutes after you eat every time, every 10 minutes. You have no idea how good that is for your body.
It's such a changer.
It's like the cold plunge so we just don't.
No.
I don't know.
Because again, that goes back to the evolution thing. It goes, for our entire human existence, in order to eat something, you had to walk to go get it. And once you ate it afterwards, you probably had to walk somewhere after that. And it's only in a very brief period of time that we don't do that anymore and our bodies can't adjust to it. The idea is that maybe in a couple thousand years, we will adjust to this, but we're going to have to go through a lot of growing pains. And then we always think that we'll just science our way out of it. As someone pointed out, we're eating 3D meat now. Yeah. So,
all right, so let's go to KFC, guys.
Let's get into KFC right after this segment. Hey, KFC, tell me that fried chicken doesn't get you every time.
It doesn't.
It's so good. Oh, God.
Not a big fried chicken guy.
I could eat a KFC famous bowl right now.
I prefer Popeyes to KFC, though.
Sure. Whatever your fried chicken jam is. But, dude, that is straight... That is straight heroin right there. God, I love a good... I might go to reel him in after this. Get some good bar chicken.
What do you suppose the word of the year is?
The word of the year?
Yeah, we have the official word of the year.
Really?
For 2025.
Is it one that I would know?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean... would I know?
What
it?
Are you, an idiot?
Has it recently become super popular? Or when you heard it, did you go...
Yeah, it's new.
Okay.
It's very new.
So I was kind of wondering.
So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So Oxford University Press has released its word of the year.
Okay.
And it's actually two words.
Hmm.
What's that?
It's two words, huh?
Yeah.
It's the same.
But it's still a... It's a term.
Okay.
How about that?
It's a term.
Capturing the internet zeitgeist of 2025.
Man, zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, like, trying to think of words that I hear, like, and I'm assuming this is, like, young people. So I was trying to think of, like, what words I've heard young people.
Well, let's just say that it's common in today's society.
Common.
Very common now. It's something that is new.
What about,
with social media?
Oh, social media.
Yeah.
What about the aura farming?
No.
No? Because I see that a bunch.
What does that mean?
Remember the little kid on the front of the boat, you know, doing his little dance that was popping up everywhere? The little Filipino kid, right? That's aura farming. It's like that's like an online, like you're by doing that, like, that little kid became, like, an overnight sensation. So, like, the guy riding the skateboard, I think, and I hope I'm using this right, like, the guy doing the skateboard and the ocean spray, he would aura farm. He, like, you cultivate, like, an online presence. You go viral. Aura farming.
Like your aura. Like
yes,
your,
like
your essence.
Yes.
Like you're trying to...
Yes, you're building that. So that's when...
I have never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
You've seen the video of the kid on the front of the boat.
Yeah, I think you guys pointed it out to me once, but...
Yeah. So when you said it was an internet saying,
yeah,
that's where I was like, okay, aura farming.
No, the word of the year from Oxford University Press is rage bait.
Oh.
Yes.
I can see that.
And of course, you know what rage baiting is.
Dude, everyone, that's all anyone does anymore.
It refers to online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive.
And half the time, it's all crap anyways. It's like, it's disingenuous, it's dishonest, it's edited, it's clipped. And most of the time now, it's coming from like a Russian bot. I love when Twitter or X now, they made it where you can see where the account's from. And like all these super political accounts, it all came from people that are like in India and Russia. And yet the picture on it was like some blonde, you know, blue-eyed, you know, American. And it's like raging over some Second Amendment or woke thing here in the country. And it's like, dude, you come from India, for God's sakes. Rage bait.
Are you a rage baiter?
I am not. I don't take it. I don't take the bait. I don't post anything remotely controversial. I don't engage in anything. The idea of an online argument to me, I cannot tell you how dumb that sounds. The idea that I would become so enraged with some idiot posting something that I disagree with that I would then take my energy to fire back and then get in an argument with that person who there's a good chance, much like that'd be like if you're having phone sex and you actually think that the person on the other line is actually the hot person in the commercial. It is not. So you're arguing with someone and it's not even a real person. It's just someone specifically there to piss you off, and yet people can't help take the bait, even when it's clearly made up. That's why everyone's just angry all the time. If you want to become less angry, stop looking at things, because the algorithms know what pisses you
exactly.
off.
Exactly. And this, that's the rage bait.
Yes, and this goes to the you were asking, why does my like algorithm keep giving me stuff that I don't want to see? Because they figured out that stuff that makes you angry, actually, like, you become addicted to it more than things that you like. You will look at stuff longer that pisses you off than stuff that makes you happy or turns you on.
I get that, but I gotta tell you, I do not watch these Stephen A. Smith clips that come into my... keeps sending them to me, I don't watch them.
Very few people can resist it.
I scroll right by them.
They will find stuff that... like you said, that rage baits you. That's okay. The old Tom Hardy meme now. It's like, that's bait. Like, don't take it. I mean, but that's like, you see a lot of sports radio people that do this. Certainly the Fox News or the MSNBC or whatever. That's all they do is they just dangle the red meat out for people.
That's right.
What's funny is when you watch, whether you watch far left news or far right news, it's never about what's going good. It's always about what the other side is doing that is so god awful. That's all it is. Because no one wants to hear about things are good. They want to hear about what's going to piss you off.
So Australians are no longer coming to the United States, Chase.
I don't think a lot of people are.
We'll tell you why. Coming up next. But first, we got to go to the Schnitzel Wolf over there.
Speaking of rage baiting.
He's going to tell us how. Yeah, no kidding. Talk about rage baiter extraordinaire.
Yeah, he can't help himself. Schultz. He's a master baiter.
We got to tell you how Shippy Sloppy is doing in the Blazers game or whatever. That guy's name
City.
Is
City Sissoko?
City Sloppy Co.
I'll tell you how many more points he scored.
Here's Schultz with SportsCenter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wanted to update you on the Odyssey family Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
An Odyssey station.
Against the wall.
It is no longer leaning against the wall.
Get right the hell out of town.
It does have a base under it, okay. So someone has watered it. Okay. Or, well, I should go check and see if there's water.
Actually, I just talked to Josh, one of our IT guys and engineer. He said he watered it last week.
He watered it.
Nobody else has watered it, so I said maybe I need to take up that mantle, because otherwise it'll dry out.
Yeah, you better go water it.
Oh, I got to figure out other stuff first. But yes, I will go water it, maybe on my way out.
Poor little tree. Well, it was leaning against a wall,
mm-hmm.
And we thought, and of course, it's not decorated or anything.
No, it's just a random tree.
It was just randomly leaning against the wall, and then we thought there was no base on it, but they have put a base on it. It has been watered, but maybe not for a week. It is now leaning away from the wall. However, it is not standing straight up. It is like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yes, the Leaning Christmas Tree of Pisa.
And it is still undecorated.
so.
Do we know why that tree's even there?
An Odyssey station.
I think it's supposed to be donated to someone.
It's supposed to be what now?
We're donating.
We're donating a half-dead tree?
To who?
What?
That's a good question there, Rob.
Why would you... All right, never mind.
I'll take it.
So it's not going to be decorated?
I don't know, man. I just wanted to give you the update.
And do we know how the tree got here?
Nope.
So it just arrived.
Just in there.
Sometimes stuff just randomly show up at the station and no one really knows why it's there. So I guess of the random stuff that we've had, I guess a Christmas tree, it wouldn't make the list of the most random things that have ever happened.
If you were to start a new fun game,
yeah,
and just place random things around the office, what would you start with? From your house, like...
Ooh. I have a weird, like, ottoman that I'm trying to get rid of. I think I kind of want to just bring that in there now.
It's like I've thought about that.
I have a chair, and it's like a chair and an ottoman, and it came, like, when the BTJ moved in with me, like, she had a bunch of stuff, and I don't know why, like, we've never used it. It just sits there, and I moved it out to the garage, like, a year ago, and I want to get rid of it, but I'm lazy. I bet you I could come and put that in here and no one would be like, they'd be like, oh, we have a new...
You should. See what happens.
See what happens.
Yeah, I've thought about that before too. Like, stuff that's kind of a pain in the ass to get rid of. But yeah, maybe I'll just take it to work. And
that's a good idea. If you took it to work and put free on it...
I don't even know. I'm just going to hide it. And then no one will... Well, I guess we've got cameras around.
Yeah.
So they'll have to check the tape.
See what happens.
So you can't sneak it in.
Yeah, we do just have rando things that show up, and they'll be here for a long time. Like, no one knows why they're there. Because, like, no one ever talks to anyone about it. So if you did, everyone would see it, but no, everyone would be like, does anyone know where that came from? And no one would have the answer, and so you would just assume that someone responsible put it there, much like the tree. We have no idea why that came here, how, or any other thing, but we all just assume that it has a purpose, and it'll sit there. Wait till... Like, the question becomes, how long does it sit there before, like, after the holidays? Will it be there in February?
I bet it's there in July.
I mean...
We're on it.
An Odyssey station.
Australians are abandoning travel to the United States and boycotting World Cup matches.
Oh.
Next year.
Is Australia even in the World Cup?
Do they know who's in the World Cup?
Yeah, they just had the draw. You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, they gave...
Are we in there?
Oh, yeah, we're in there. We're one of the hosts. We have to be in there. Even if we didn't qualify.
Oh, the host gets in no matter what?
Yeah, so Mexico, Canada, and the United States are co-hosting.
Kick ass.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're in there.
Well, we have a new rule that will soon require visitors to hand over their social media history.
Well, have you seen all the requirements that it's...
Yeah.
I mean, we're making it a lot harder to come here.
Yeah.
I'm looking to see if Australia is in this. Oh, yeah. In fact, they're in our group.
Maybe this is all a ploy by the government.
To keep the Australian fans away?
To keep the fans away.
Yeah, we're in there with Paraguay, Australia, and then there's a team to be determined, a European playoff team. Not exactly the group of death.
In a notice published Tuesday, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency said tourists... to the U.S. from 42 countries, including Australia, would have to reveal all of their social media activity over the past 5 years under the new rules, which are up for a 60-day review before coming into effect.
By the way, how do you provide 5 years? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
How do I provide 5 years of social media? And what if I don't have social media? And how do you prove that that's indeed my only social media?
All great questions.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you just give them your handles and they go scroll through. I don't know.
I guess. Why are we... Is this another thing that no one can figure out why we're doing it, but it's going to become a big deal? And then we're going to yell and bitch and moan about it, but it really serves no purpose and makes no impact on anybody? I feel like that's like what we do now.
Apparently the Aussies are not coming here.
Well,
but they probably really weren't coming here before.
I guess they would come here for the World Cup, though, right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Is the
American
World Cup.
Tourism has to be down. Like, anytime you make something harder, like, people are going to, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is the U.S. really high on a lot of people's travel destinations anymore? I mean, I know it used to be back in the day, but...
I don't know.
I don't think a lot of the world wants to come here.
I will say that
it's not any sort of scientific, but you know, research. But when I do travel, I can't say that people are super high on what we're doing right now. I mean, we are kind of sending the message of F you, we're doing our own thing. Isn't that the whole, that seems to be what we're trying to project, right? Is America, yeah, and everyone else, boo? That kind of feels like what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, there's just a lot of great places in the world.
America, yeah! Oh, and by the way, I know plenty of people that love that. It's like they're all about it. They're like, hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother! Are you Mario Cristobal? That's right. Does Mario Cristobal like that? He's a Cuban, isn't he?
He is Cuban. Yeah, it's down in 2025.
No way.
Yeah we're.
Well, I got to tell you,
we're a bit down for declining visitors.
If I was getting ready to go to another country and they were like, "Hey, we need 5 years of your social media history," I'd be like, well, you can have, I mean, here's my Twitter handle.
Yeah, do you want like 5 years of like what, large-chested women playing golf? Like what exactly are you looking
and
for?
And if they ask for anything more, I'm like, all right, I'll go to Luxembourg, I guess.
I just don't know what you're trying to find inside that 5 years of your social media. And again, I don't really have anything outside of, I have Twitter, but I don't post anything.
Yeah, what do they do to the people who are like, I don't have social media?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like well, I get the bone saw.
I have a Facebook account, but that's just for Facebook Marketplace. I've never posted anything on there. I kind of largely decided to check out of the social media game. I know you did that.
Oh God, dude.
Yeah, you're just like, dude, this is
the worst.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
I know I'm supposed to because of my job.
I know.
I don't care. I'm an old man.
I'm still on Twitter.
I'm on the downside.
But like my hot Twitter posts are not.
You still posting on there?
Well, I mean.
Really?
Occasionally. Which is like my last, what do I have?
What you got there?
Oh, cracking like
sports jokes?
Like Pete Alonso. Like I retweeted like I was like sad that Pete Alonso left. Is that like, is the government be like, wait, this guy?
Pete Alonso?
Pete Alonso? You can't have that. Yeah, my last two tweets were about Pete Alonso and Diaz leaving. And they were both like, eh, well, damn it. That's going to happen. Some BYU we suck against Texas Tech tweets. Does that do anything for
wow,
you?
Wow, what analysis.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Thank you. Yeah. And I quit it a long time ago. I think it's stupid.
Yeah. Well, and half the time, do you realize you're just sending stuff? You're just rage tweeting out into the universe? Like,
well, I wasn't a rage tweeter by any means. But I will say that I hated it because I don't know. We don't need to get into that whole thing.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it. I didn't like how it made me feel.
I'm just fascinated with, like, because every now and then someone will send me some sort of just angry whatever. And then you look, and this dude's got, like, 30 people. And again, you're just shouting into the void at that point. You're just out there just yelling at no one, but it makes you feel so good to just make you, it just feels so good to just send that. Ah! People will hear my rage.
They'll let that guy right into the country. Like, oh, yeah, looks like you're doing the omens work there, sir. Yeah. Yelling at Mormon radio hosts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Former Mormon radio hosts.
Yeah, at one point I just said, BYU after they were playing Texas Tech. I was watching the Big 12 title game. And BYU had that opening drive that they scored. And then after that, they had 81 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
And I put, I don't think that's very good. And Demon Slayer at Oregon Duckman tweeted at me,
uh-oh,
shut up.
Yeah. Like, what? That's what's up.
Shut
like,
up.
I was like, what?
Yeah, you shut up.
All right. Demon Slayer letting me know.
Stick to sports.
Demon Slayer. I was like, well, I kind of was.
You guys shut up.
Sorry.
Well, it might just be a bot.
I don't know. He's Demon Slayer. He's a duck man and a demon slayer.
Gotta tell you, kids, I love being 50. I don't have to deal with that crap. I'm serious. Like, yeah. Growing up with that.
It's tough.
That's no good. No good at all. Well, forget you, Aussies. You can't come in here.
I don't think anyone else can either.
That's right.
I'm trying to make it hard.
About time. Looks a lot Obama. Look at the brush.
Someone's saying they think Harris brought in the tree.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we talked about
that. Did we talk about it?
Oh, no. That's this tree.
Oh.
There's two trees.
Oh.
This is our little Charlie Brown tree is in here.
I was like,
we're
wait,
talking about the Odyssey.
Yeah, there's
one.
A real Christmas tree out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, Patrick Harris.
But no one's doing anything with it.
No, and we still don't know where it came from.
No. All right. All right.
On the plus side, across my Twitter feed, a clip of Keanu Tom from Flex Appeal just came across. That's why I still have Twitter. You remember Keanu Tom?
No.
You don't remember those early days of ESPN in the morning where they had the hot, like, ladies exercising and nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea why, but when I was scrolling through to find Demon Slayer's rage tweet at me, there was just a clip of Keanu Tom working out.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. And it was someone that said, ESPN, make morning TV great again. Because instead of Stephen A. Smith, we used to get Keanu Tom working out. Dude, I loved her.
Yeah, they would, like, set up a...
Yeah, they just have a
weight set on the beach.
Yeah, in the gym.
She'd be out there.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Oh, dude, I loved her. I don't know if she's aged well. I hope she has.
It seems that she has.
She was like, she was just.
Although a lot of airbrushing going on.
I would assume so.
A lot of filters.
Dude, like 10-year-old me. Those were good times. Simpler times.
Body shaping.
Yeah.
Home videos.
Yeah, I think her show is called Flex Appeal. And let me tell you, it appealed. Those were great days when I got to stay home from school and then my mom would go run errands. I'm like, just me and Keanu Tom.
And your socks.
Let's do this. She always had like one or two hot friends. And like, if you saw that nowadays, you would assume that's the start of a porno, but it wasn't. It was just them working out on
totally.
A beach. Yeah.
You're right.
Like that is 100% the beginning of a porno. Just like three hots like working out on a beach. And you know, eventually one of them is going to be like, it's getting sweaty. You should take that top off. And you kept waiting for it. Never happened. But God, you could imagine. And yeah, she looks great. She's 60 years old. She looks great.
She's 60?
She's 60.
God.
She looks amazing, but you are so right. Every one of these photos is airbrushed.
A lot of filters.
Set the filter to high. But she looks amazing.
I'm going to start doing that for all my photos. Making me look like Timothy Chalamet.
Give yourself all abs. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Degrain your beard.
Yeah.
You can't trust anything nowadays. Dude, when I was single, and if you were on any of the apps, the person you saw in the photo was not the person that you were sitting down across from. Like, every time. You'd have to, like, do that. Hey, just so we know, like, that picture I sent, like, that is me, like, right now. This is what I look like. Like, can you, and like, well, we'll see what happens when we get there. It's like, geez.
I just got a new driver's license photo.
Yeah.
You know, because I got my real ID finally.
Sure.
And boy, comparing that to my old one.
Yeah. Age is befallen.
Oh, I'm like, oh my God. Maybe I should dye my beard and hair. And
no one would ever let you get away with that.
Well, I would never do it.
Can you imagine? Please, you should one day just up with.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, with a jet, and I mean Ryan jet Day jet black
yes.
beard.
Yes.
Please.
And a supercharged George Hamilton tan.
Dude,
by the way, have
please
you seen
do it.
George Hamilton lately?
No.
And we're now just,
yeah, we're
I don't
just,
even know what, we're just talking now. George Hamilton knew, who died recently that George Hamilton was buddies with?
Don't know.
God, I can't remember.
He is 86.
Dude, he looks awful. He's still quite orange.
Oh, God. His face
plastic
is,
surgery has been...
Well, and his face has been chewed away, probably by the skin cancer.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not... That's actually...
Interesting guy, though.
Quite terrifying. I don't know a lot about him.
We got to go. You know, I see Andrew Nemec out there. That means his show's coming up next, so stick around. We'll be right back on The Fan. All right, well, Andrew Nemec's coming up next. The Falcons lead the Bucks, by the way, 14-13 and a half.
And more importantly, the uniform combo here is truly elite.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts has 111 yards already.
Hey, there's a Kyle Pitts sighting.
Yeah.
Remember when people tried to convince us that that was the greatest tight end prospect of all time?
Yeah, they sure did, didn't they?
Yeah.
He has not been great.
He has not.
He's doing great tonight.
There you go.
The creamsicles aren't working.
They'll work.
For the Bucks.
Boy, if they lose this one to the Kirk Cousins-led Falcons.
Yeah, it might be the Panthers division.
How about that?
How about that? Well, Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Please stay and listen to him. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan Tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.